This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, November 2nd. Well, wheat markets yesterday were really quiet. We basically just traded at the lows that we've established here over the last few sessions in inside day. So not a lot of direction in the wheat space. For corn, tried to press lower, starting to break out of that very narrow range that we've been in, but it's to the downside. Not a lot of energy to it. The market closed about mid-range. So, you know, it's starting to leak a little bit lower, but again, not a lot of momentum to the downside. Soybeans, too, are fairly quiet, trading an inside day. That market is looking at Brazil's issues with too much dry weather slowing down soybean planting. But at the same time, the forecast is calling for some at least light rains into next week. So that's keeping a lid on prices. So the grain space in general was a fairly quiet day yesterday. There is some talk that Ukraine may be running into more difficulties here. They're reporting that Russian planes are dropping quote-unquote explosive devices into the water along the humanitarian corridor. Well, that would be mines. And so, you know, these are aimed to slow down the grain shipments. So far, Ukraine is not slowing down their shipments that we are aware of, but obviously this is elevating the risk factor. So that's probably why the wheat market stopped its slide. It wasn't like it suddenly went into panic mode and had a sharp move higher. It's just acknowledging that there could be an issue there. It would seem like a bigger issue than what the trade is looking at, but you know, so far they're not reacting very, very strongly to it. Looking at some other weather issues, looks like Western Europe is getting pounded with quite a bit of rain. That is slowing down some of the winter wheat plantings, particularly in France. So keeping an eye on that, you know, sort of getting a little late in the year to be putting winter wheat in the ground, even in Europe. So that could pose some, you know, obviously problems down the road. But at this point, we're looking at some slowdown in the winter wheat plantings coming out of Western Europe. The other fundamentals, of course, in the market, the broader market, is, of course, the Fed left interest rates unchanged between 5.25% and 5.5%. That kind of let the market breathe a sigh of relief. It's positive for the stock market. They're acknowledging that bond yields have been rising, so they didn't really need to be goosing that very much. So, you know, everything's, at least from that perspective, is just treading water. We're just moving sideways there. So for the wheat space and the broader grain space, you know, it's southern hemisphere production in wheat, of course, we know is lower than expected, but that harvest is ongoing. And we will be seeing that wheat come into the market, especially in Australia. Argentina's wheat, most of that will go to Brazil. They'll have some that moves beyond that, but Brazil is not coming in with a good crop of their own, and they're going to need to lean on Argentina more than they normally do. And Argentina didn't have that great of a crop. So I don't expect to see a lot of competition coming out of Argentina. And they raise hard red winter wheat. For Australia, they raise primarily soft wheat. That's what comes, most of that is what they export. And most of that typically goes to the Asian markets. We know that China's didn't have that great of a quality of wheat crop, and they've been importing pretty aggressively so far this marketing year. They'll lean on Australia as much as they can, but they've already come to France, and they've already come to the United States. So they will be a bigger presence in the market this marketing year. But so far, they haven't made that big of an impact. I think further as you get into winter, when exports will slow down quite a bit out of Ukraine, they'll slow down somewhat out of Russia. That will allow the U.S. markets to be more competitive. So it is, I think, a winter market for us. We didn't get the fall rally like we typically do, even with the short crops coming out of Argentina and Australia. We did not get a rally, which is really surprising. But I think you can look at Russia with another big crop and being aggressive with those exports. That's what's kept a lid on things. And Europe, too, had a pretty sizable crop. And they're competing with each other in key markets. That has really pressured the market. and just the absence of a war premium. Ukraine has had success moving grain. It's been slow and tedious and expensive, but they are getting it into the market. In fact, just yesterday, they announced that they're going to set up a registry for exporting companies for food exporters to make sure that they get approval from the government so as not to avoid taxes. So it's probably going to slow things down even more, but they are getting it moved out. If they start hitting mines, that's going to change. So, you know, Russia's doing what they can to slow that down. So far, Ukraine has been able to avoid major issues. Moving forward, I would expect that Chicago wheat probably will continue lower to test the major lows from a few weeks ago. KC and Minneapolis have already taken those lows out, not by a lot, but they're slipping below the lows. Most likely, Chicago will end up doing the same things, but it's more of a short-term thing. Longer term, I think as you get into the cold and water start freezing in some of these shallow water ports, that's when I think things will start to pick up here for the United States and the markets will start to turn higher. I think corn will start to turn higher once we get our harvest completed here. You know, we've been basing sideways for a long time, for months. I think that market is just forming a huge base of support. And once it starts to turn, that will help wheat higher as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.